This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is visiting Poland today after his surprise visit to Ukraine yesterday. AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller with word of that trip.
The symbolism of this sort of trip really can't be understated. Certainly, Joe Biden is among the last Western leaders to make this trip, but he's certainly the highest profile. I mean, it's an important indication of U.S. and allied support for Ukraine coming up on the one-year anniversary of the war.
In Poland, President Biden will be working to rally support for Ukraine and its war against Russia. He'll meet with Poland's president and deliver an address about allied commitment to Ukraine over the past year. This morning, Russia's President Putin railed against the West in his State of the Nation address. There's word from Turkey and Syria that the death toll has risen to 8 in a new and powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake. Here in the U.S., a man arrested in the killing of a Catholic bishop in the Los Angeles area is the husband of the victim's housekeeper, say authorities. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell was fatally shot Saturday in the bedroom of his home in Hacienda Heights, about 20 miles east of downtown L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna identified the suspect as 65-year-old Carlos Medina.
Medina's the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper.
Luna says detectives received a credible tip saying
Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money.
The sheriff says Medina had done work for O'Connell, but a motive has not been determined. Sound from the sheriff's news conference, courtesy KABC.
At least 17 migrants are dead after the bus they were traveling in crashed in the Mexican state of Puebla, say authorities. All of them were adults. Today, the Supreme Court is taking up a case that involves a law that shields Google, Twitter, Facebook, and other companies from lawsuits over content posted on their sites by others. This is AP News. Now to Michigan State University.
Students return to Michigan State University a week after a deadly shooting on campus. Many professors allowed students to be in class virtually. Being back, student Gabrielle Bain described it to WXYZ-TV as weird.
It's amazing to see how much support and love we're getting, but it's like almost inescapable, you know? Everywhere we turn, every street you go to, it's a reminder of this horrible tragedy that is still extremely recent.
Many students at Michigan State skipped class to attend an afternoon protest at the state capitol.
On February 13, 2023 at 8:32 p.m., my life changed forever.
We felt terror that shook us to our core and stole security from us. We feared for our lives.
They called for gun control legislation. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she wants universal background checks, safe storage laws, and extreme risk protection orders. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.